as we enter into the conversation of the day. As you heard on that final news item, there is once again, in local parlance, a desire on the part of Guadalupe municipality to supposedly look at, investigate, certainly, the proposed sale of a portion of Townsend Park. And this is what's caused quite an interest, quite a stir in the community, as you can imagine, of late, because we went there around four years ago, with great gusto. We engaged with the municipality, and of course, at the public meeting in the park, many emotional outbursts were countered by a very measured tone in the terms of the Residents and Ratepayers Association, DOCRA. And head of DOCRA, Dion Fulion, is with me in the studio. Welcome to you, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
And on the line from Guadalupe municipality is official spokesperson Sipho Mkhize. Welcome to you, Sipho.
Thank you very much, Dave. Greetings to you and the listeners of 88FM.
Well, thanks both of you for taking the time out of your busy day to unpack this matter, because it's a very important, I think, issue to put on the table right now. Sipho, can I start with you and ask you, obviously, this is a matter that's been, well, it certainly was in vogue 4 years or so ago, when there was a quite a large contingent of unhappy people trying to get to the bottom of it. And you expressed then that there would be a time and a place for these objections to be put on the table. A process would be unpacked, and that process, there would be due process followed by the municipality and by all the players concerned, to make sure that everyone is heard in the matter and that ultimately the municipality will do the right thing. Do I understand that this is the state of play right now?
Correctly so, Dave. So, to be exact, where the chats are around about March in 2019, you and I, where we basically spoke about this, and you remember that the area of contention for many was, why has the council taken a decision to sell off a portion of land without having consulted anyone? And I did put it to you at the time that as the council, there are many avenues towards disposing our assets, and in this instance, someone had written to the municipality and made an offer for a portion of land. Following the council's decision, we had then to write to our sister departments for their comments, and we are now at that time where we have to solicit public comments, because when we initially spoke about this, you would agree with me that at the time it was emotions, it wasn't about the process. And in terms of the process now, we are where I would believe all residents wanted to be. So there's no reality to what we see around on social media, that, you know, this is what the municipality wants to do. They are sneaking behind everyone's back. It's not the case. So we have publicized an advert on the North Coast Courier, simply because we felt that as a section of that community, you wanted to be the first ones that have access to such information. And up until the 9th of December now, we are waiting for all interested parties, everyone in Guadalupe and beyond, can then make representations on this matter. Once that chapter is closed, those comments will then come to council as an item, where then council needs to make the final decision.
Right. Now, can I ask you, what lies behind the proposed sale of the property? What is the motive behind it? Is the municipality short of money?
You would remember, Dave, that initially the proposal was around the construction of a religious facility. That on its own had a lot of support in the majority of councillors at the time. It was never about money. Anyone could have made a proposal for that particular site. It's not because a certain grouping or a certain denomination has decided to do so. You could have written to us, made a similar offer to build Radio Life in style in that portion, this similar process would happen. I think what has taken so long is something that we need to appreciate as well, that in the gist of such decisions being taken with COVID-19, which changed a lot of how we would do things, and we were still writing to the sister departments to say, could you please give this a priority so that we know how to move on with it. So if you look at it, Dave, on both ends, you wanted comments, you wanted to be given an opportunity to make comments, and I would believe that the applicants in this regard as well would have wanted to know what the ultimate decision of council was. So the first one was, in considering the application and the fact that there was a proposal to have a religious facility, which persons did put out that was not there in that section of the community, and then council made that consideration. But now, Dave, we are at a point where the community has a say. I wouldn't want us to want to play player and referee. That's what I've been talking to you about.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Comments are out. We now need to know how everyone feels, and they can do so in writing, because I have seen how other people are receiving this, but at the end of the day, the council decision will be informed by what it receives in writing.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. The process as it's being followed seems reasonable, but will there be sufficient due process followed, in the sense that once the emotion is unpacked and removed from the discussion, and the cold logic of the proposition is placed before council, and the cold logic is simply that here is a portion of public open space which benefits the entire community that enjoys that public open space. If the majority of the comments coming from the community are against the proposal, will council abide by that, or has a decision already been reached? Obviously, it's a difficult one to answer, but I'm asking it nonetheless, because often one hears that this is simply just a due process following, and that in fact, once the decision has already been made, whatever the community has to say about the matter really and truly doesn't affect the outcome. Are you going to follow this procedure in a sort of fair and equitable and transparent fashion?
I would beg to differ, Mr. Chance, simply because there have been instances where certain applications are made, and when it goes to public comments, the public expresses itself in a way that the council then says we can no longer proceed with this. But what I believe this process should bring all of us to is for people to begin to believe in the processes that are there. Because when we first spoke about this, you and I, people were saying, you haven't given us an opportunity to express ourselves. Oh my God, this is a sham and all of that. And I did say we will get to this day. So now people have to put things in writing, Dave. There's no two ways about that. Let's not comment about an issue and then do not express ourselves in writing, because the notice directs us to do so. So even the sister departments involved, they are now interested in soliciting public views, and that is where we are.
Okay, just
to close off, Dave, in my experience with the council, when things have gone out to public participation, council will then apply its, I would say, logic, for lack of a better word, towards how the majority would feel. But I wouldn't be in a position now to say this would be the decision, but I would assume that if a million people said no to this, in accordance to how the council has said, raise your objection and comments, then the council decision would lean towards those million objections.
That's what I wanted to find out. So it's not simply just an exercise in futility. You're going to actually go by the book on this one, and if sufficient reason is presented, then obviously council will follow suit. I wanted to bring Dokra in at this point in time, because Dion Viljoen has been very involved in this and other matters with the council. And Dion, your take on it so far, from what you've been listening to and hearing from Sepal?
David, certainly came as a surprise when we learnt about it yesterday. We actually haven't had response on our legal letter that we sent in 2019, both to the municipality and to COCTA. Both legal departments of the municipality and COCTA did come back to us and confirm that they received our letter and concerns, and that they would respond in due course. They haven't responded, so we thought that this case has gone away. So to see it in the media yesterday was quite a surprise. However, a lot of our work has already been done, and we're going to rekindle that work. And one of the elements in the letter was exactly what SIPO is now talking about. We don't believe that at the time there was the right opportunity given to do the objections. And I'm pleased to see that they've listened to what our concern was, and they've now put out a advertisement and inviting us to do our consideration of this and to present our objection, which we certainly will do.
So then the process is now, the game is afoot, as Sherlock Holmes used to say. Now it's really up to the community at large to engage meaningfully, to take the opportunity as outlined. Sipo, thank you for that. And to write to the municipal manager by email and simply state, without emotion and without, you know, without hysteria, this is something that needs to be looked at in terms of fact. Because as you quite rightly said, Sipo, ultimately this portion of land does belong to the municipality, and I suppose, in fairness, it's an asset that can be dispersed of. And if the reasons are strong enough to disperse of the portion of land, then so be it. However, should the community have other plans for that piece of land, or certainly wanting to look at it from a different perspective, that is something that no doubt the municipality is prepared to engage with. I just want to, as a sort of closing off point, suggest that if there is sufficient reason for the municipality to turn their attention away from this portion of land, are there alternatives proposed? Are there alternative pieces of land that can be used for the purposes intended?
Well, Mr. Chan, like I say, there's when it comes to that disposing of assets, and this is what I get to, this is not a situation where we have given you a list of properties and said we want to dispose land, come up with proposals. This is a situation where a body has come to us, identified a certain space, and then made a proposal. So I think if the council comes to the conclusion that you state that perhaps it cannot go through with this, I think it would restart engagements if the need is there. I wouldn't know at this stage whether the body concerned would then venture into other communities, or I'm not sure, sir. But what I know for now is that with regards to this particular process, we did say to you that following the council's decision, we would be writing to sister departments in the province to solicit their views, and all of us now want to know what the public is saying about our proposal.
Right.
And that will basically drive the council to make a decision at a particular point in time.
But Dion, you wanted to come in there?
Yes, please. Sipo, it's Dion. I just want to ask you a quick question. Earlier you said that it was open to anybody to make such an offer. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now. Sorry about that.
Earlier in the conversation you said that there was an opportunity for anybody to have made this offer. Was there a tender document? Was there a process followed that everybody could know that they could make an offer for this piece of land?
No, I think you misread me on that one. I said that the local communities and all other interested stakeholders or parties are invited to comment. And I think that was the confusion initially with this one, Dave, that when the decision to, when the council made the decision to sell off this piece of land, the community looked at it from the point of view of an auction to say they don't believe that they saw any notice to this effect, and this is unfair. They feel that the municipality is just giving one body the opportunity to make propositions on this one. And that's where we were clarifying that this, it could be a developer, it could be anybody, as Mr. Filion would know. The proposal came in, the council entertained it. It was for the proposal. Sister departments have then said, we can go ahead now and get into the public participation process. So we weren't auctioning this at all. It's a proposal that came in, and it met the conditions of the time for the council to take that decision. So this council that we have now, Mr. Filion, will receive all these comments and will make the final decision as to whether it writes back positively or negatively to the party that has brought in the application, following the public comments, which we are expecting to be receiving up until the 9th of December. So I know you are well aware of that process, but we weren't auctioning this, just to summarize the response to your question. So we wouldn't necessarily would have had bids or proposals for this one, except for the entity that came forward and said, I've identified a portion here with an intention of doing 1, 2, 3, and based on their motivation of having a religious facility, the council approved that. But now for the ultimate decision of selling this portion for this X amount of millions, now we are saying to the public, it's your chance. Tell us what you say. Are you objecting or are you giving us comments? So let us then receive those, but the council decision now will be based on what is submitted.
And I think that's clear enough. So really, the process continues, and obviously it will be closely monitored. We'll certainly be following these submissions, and ultimately, when it comes to the decision made by council, or when the time comes for council to make a decision, I hope we'll be able to re-engage at that point, Sipho, because I think it's a very important channel of communication, this one, a public platform like this. One can certainly tick all the boxes, and it's imperative, I think, that we keep a watching brief on the transparency of this entire transaction to make sure that whatever happens, it's a win-win, because ultimately that's where everyone is aiming for.
Yeah, no, definitely. And on my end, I have seen that the councillor concerned has posted on his social profile as well, to say to the community that it's your opportunity to comment, and there's nothing more important than that, Dave, because you could invite me to your station, we could explain all these things, people can express their frustrations on online and where have you. But the only way now for all of us to really respond to this issue, if it affects us, is to do it in writing to the municipal manager, drop it off at his office, or submit your documents via email on municipalmanager@kwaduwuza.gov.za. But basically, this is where we are. If anyone had to say anything about how they feel about the council's decision, This is the time.
And I appreciate that, Sipho. Thanks again for taking the time out to speak Sipho. To us on that. And Dion, thank you for your participation. We certainly look forward to following the bouncing ball, as we say, and we'll be in touch, I think, in the very near future. Thanks, my very special guest, Sipho Mkhize, spokesperson for Kwaduwuza Municipality. Thank you for your time. And Dion Filion, the chairperson of DOCRA, thank you for yours.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're tuned to 88 FM. The afternoon show continues.
shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland.
Outdoor life is for everyone. And our clothes are too. It's made to last in the sun, wind, and weather. Whether you're fishing, hiking, camping, or going to work. Get all your favorite brands like First Ascent, Cape Storm, African Nature, High Tech, and Columbia all under one roof. Outdoor Warehouse. For every adventure. Also shop online.
50th anniversary in 5 years.
Yeah, she wants us to renew our vows in Fiji. Fiji.
It's doable with a NetBank Electronic Optimum Plus account.
Yeah?
We're talking an effective interest rate of up to 13.05%.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. You could even bring your barber.
Do you want a bank that takes your money or a bank that takes your money choices seriously? Open a NetBank Electronic Optimum Plus account today. See money differently. NetBank. We're a licensed FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Maintaining your garden all year round can be challenging in our coastal region, but a well-maintained oasis of peace and tranquility adds so much value to your lifestyle and your property. It makes really good sense to let the experts from EcoBalance take the pressure off you and do what they do best, keeping your green space looking and feeling wonderful. They offer a comprehensive range of garden services and their teams are highly trained and very professional. For more information, visit them online at ecobalance.com.